Media 2, TTT. And this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net. 30 stations with emergency or priority traffic, please call K2BAR.
Hello, Gordon, this is David, KC2VLZ.
You have emergency or priority traffic?
Sorry about that, negative.
Okay. Not a worry. We'll get you in good time, David. All right. Welcome, everybody. This is the Technical Net, brought to you by the Bergen Amateur Radio Association and also our host repeater club, the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club. And this is a little different than other nets. It's a net about, it's a conversation. It's a net about, amateur radio, obviously, electronics, computers, telecommunications, things that we have done in amateur radio, things we aspire to do, things we aspire to do again, and things we absolutely never want to do again. So all that's kind of important. And requests engagement on the part of you, the radio amateur. It's open to all radio amateurs who can operate on 2 meters, and it's accessible via the 146-955 repeater in Alpine, New Jersey. The PL is 141.3, and of course the offset is minus 600. So with no further ado, let's see how we check in. We check in with our call sign, our name, and then we indicate whether we have a question, a comment, for sale, swap, or wanted items, or a combination of those things. And of course, then there's the opportunity to say none of the above. You might say, well, gee, if I don't have anything to contribute, then why would I, you know, check in? And the answer is, well, by checking in, you are contributing and helps us focus the net on your interests. So, it's something to think about. Alrighty. So with no further ado, let's start tonight with the Whiskey 2s. Stations whose call sign begin with Whiskey 2, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, indicate whether you have a question, comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item, some combination of those things, or none of the above. Please call K2BAR.
W2JEK, Don with a comment.
Good evening, Donald. Not a problem. Are there any other Whiskey 2s? Nope.
48 sheds.
Okay, let's see if I got that right. We did a massive, conflict there. W2NHZ, that's Matt. And Matt, what are your intentions for tonight?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going to see it. Doubled over you with the rest of it. Yes, that's correct. Handles Matt. And I have a question, unless I find the answer online before you get to it. Back to net control, K2BAR.
Well, both might be appropriate, so let's think about that. Alrighty, very good, Matt. Who is the station to double with Matt?
WI2W, Steve.
Good evening, Steve, and what are your intentions tonight, sir?
I have a comment.
Good. Most excellent. Alrighty, any other whiskeys?
WA2UMP, good evening, Gordon. This is Jim in Pearl River, and just listening.
WA2QBC, Bruce, no traffic.
WA2QBC and WA2UMP, got you both. Alright, any other whiskeys?
Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, Randy in Washington Township with a comment.
Most excellent. I think I actually know what your comment is, since I'm just sitting down and reading Andre's email. I think I know what that might be. But I may be wrong. Thank you, Randy. Any other whiskeys?
W2APP, Paul, Harrington Park, one comment, one question.
Hey, Paul, very good. Welcome home again. And one comment, one question. Okay. We got that. And let's see. Any other whiskeys?
WE. Just listening.
Charlie, welcome aboard. Any other whiskeys? Alrighty. Let's go to the Kilo 2s.
Tony, K2AMI. And no comments, no questions.
Okay. I got you, Tony. And Howie, I got you, but you're on direct. I'm hearing you fine. But you got covered up by the repeater. Howie, what's your preference?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Let me turn this off. I'm a little confused with what I was doing here. Okay, principal, good evening. Howie in Tarrytown. No questions. Would like to list an item for swap and shop.
Surely. Get that right after Don's comments. And Tony, I got you with just checking in, which is just fine. You and I actually have to touch base tomorrow or Saturday to I got to get a key from you. So just give me a call on my cell whenever you get a chance tomorrow. Alrighty, any other Kilo 2s?
KC2VLZ David, no comments, no questions, just listening.
Hey, KC2VLC David. Very good. David, I hadn't called for other kilos, but since I think we're kind of at that point, I think you're all right. Don't worry about it, but just next time. And I try to break it up into something manageable because there's as many kilos as there are other kilo plumpling, something else's, if you know what I mean. So, no big deal. Welcome aboard. Any other kilos? My symbol was really weak. Who was that again?
No comment.
Did anybody figure out who that is? Alright, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't quite get it. You're literally less than 10%. Alrighty, Alpha Stations. Alright, Novembers.
NY9A, good evening, Gordon.
N2YZE, Yonkers, New York. Name is John, good evening. No questions or comments at this time. How's everything going?
Okay, I got George. And I assume his intentions are none of the above. John, what's your call again, please?
N2IZE.
First Exxon, what are your intentions, John?
Okay, I'm not sure if you heard me the first time because I was getting a lot of noise in the receiver here, but... no questions or comments at this time. I'll be listening in on the net, and should anything arise, we'll make a comment. So, carry on. This is N2IZE. We'll be listening.
That's great. Thank you very much. Already, any other Novembers?
Gordon, may I comment?
Sure, George. What are you listening?
Believe it or not, I do have an interest in quantum mechanics, and while I'm not trying to hijack the net tonight, I don't know, would you like to discuss quantum entanglement?
Yes, but we're going to clear out some of the other business first, if that's okay.
Fair enough.
Not that I have a lot of experience with it, but I think it makes for an entertaining topic. Well, my instructor is probably a good idea. All right, let's see. We've done, I think we've done the alphabet. Oh, yeah. area, so let's try anything else. Anybody on Echo Link?
Whiskey 2, Lima Charlie November. The name is Rick in Bloomingdale. Just listening in.
Okay, Rick, welcome aboard. I'm going to text you during the net because I have a question for you regarding something I need to get done with your welding machine. It's a simple task, but I need to affix two pieces of metal together. And they're small, a pipe to a piece of two inch receiver kind of stock, if you will. They need to become one. All right. Let's see. Anybody else on Echo Link? Are there any other stations on the repeater?
Two Echo X-ray Victor. KD2GXV, Junsu.
Hey, Junsu, I got you that time. KD2EXV, W2TGTK2BAR. Very good. Got you. That's fine. And I got you were just listening. Anybody else?
November 2, Mike Hotel, Mark. We're listening, and we're going to be in and out tonight, Gordon.
Okay, I just want you to know that I'm sitting here in front of a dozen of those audio interfaces, and tomorrow I'm going to go pick up my beagle bone.
Yeah, I sold her about $40 over at Micro Center. And last time I looked a couple months ago, they did have them in stock. So I don't know if they've been updated since then.
Yep. I did note that they did have them in stock. At least that's what their online site said at the store. And I'll be there when they open tomorrow morning. Alrighty. Anybody else? Alrighty, so, just a reference, if you ever need to access the net via Echo Link, it's K2 Foxtrot Juliet, just like our repeater trustee, and he uses K2 Foxtrot Juliet -L for Lima for that purpose, and so you can always get in via Echo Link that way, so it's something to think about, and with no further ado, let's go to our good friend Don. W2JK, K2BAR.
Hi, K2BAR in the net, W2JK. Good evening, everybody. Tomorrow night, Barrow will be running a test session, a VE test session, at the Westwood Regional High School in the Township of Washington, 701 Ridgewood Road, Township of Washington, and time will be 7 p.m. And anybody coming with test fee is still $15. Coming for a tech license, you'll need your social security number or an FRN number if you choose to get one. People use a social number. If you have a license already, please bring your license. And you're upgrading, please bring your license and a copy of that license. Upgrading with that license, you'd use your FRN number, which is on the license. If you wish to use a calculator, that's fine. Calculator's memory must be empty. Check that out. Other devices such as cell phones, iPods, etc. Cannot be used as a calculator. Another thing is the moment. We've been announcing that since July, the FCC will give expired credit to expired general, advanced, and extra class licenses. Those people are beyond the 2-year grace period. They can re-up, so to speak, by taking the current technician exam. Good credit. Either as a general, as if you are a general, or if you are an advanced, you will get general class credit. For an extra, you will get extra class credit. Not too much publicity about that, so I sort of spread the word, and if you know somebody who said, oh, I used to be a ham, but I got out of it. If you want to get in again, it's not as hard as a technician exam, but it's easiest of the bunch. So back to that, see if anybody has any questions. Go ahead, Gordon.
Hey, does anybody have any further questions or comments regarding licensing issues.
K2BAR, this is W2LCN.
Go ahead.
Hi, my question is for Jim. If I have a student who has a learning disability, very bright, just can't sit down and digest the questions on a typical exam, is there any provision that they would be able to have someone read the test questions for them and then provide the answer to the test taker or to the tester?
W2JK. Okay, we do have that in the works. We've done that before. In the case, we had a fellow who was blind come in and to him, and he told us what the answer was. We can do that, and the person has a seeing disability or bad vision or something like that, they would make accommodations. We'd have to do this with advance notice. Most of these cases like this, generally we would try to get a separate classroom with a separate set of VEs so we're not disturbing the rest of the VE session. Have to have advance notice about this. Right. Back to you, W2JK.
All right, great. Thank you very much. That's an important issue. One of the girls who is chairing the communications committee for our club, who is going to attempt to go for the ham license, is very excited, but can't get through a set of words on a test question with dyslexia. She inverts everything that's on there, and it just takes a lot out of her to be able to get through the question. But if you ask her the question, she knows them right off the top of her head. So that is perfect. Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming back to me. That Whiskey 2, Lima, Charlie, November, back over to K2BAR.
Okay, very good. Very good. That's very, very handy. Anybody else have any questions about that? Go ahead.
Yeah, to comment, I have not set up any dates for next year yet. I have to get a hold of Jim Joyce, K2ZO, who is my liaison with the school, and give him some proposed dates and find out if they're valid or not before I publish them. So I'm thinking in the midst of January someplace. It'll be generally on Friday nights, January, February, March, April. May we usually are at the AmFest, which is a Saturday. But the dates will be published once I get them confirmed. Next year, that's where it's going to be. Right now, I have to get further information before I go publishing something, and then I have to undo it and say, hey, we can't go there. I have to, like to make changes like that. Bad enough when I have to deal with a snowstorm. Anyway, back to that, W2JK.
Sure. It's a very valid point. Alrighty. Anybody else have any thoughts for Don? Alright, Mr. Don, any last thoughts?
I think that's all, Gordon. And unless I could think of something while you're... Anyway, back to net. W2JEK. Thank you.
Oh, no. Thank you. Alrighty. So we have a for sale or swap item. Mr. Howie Tirabal, K2EIR, K2BAR.
Thank you, Gordon. This is K2EIR. I've had a piece of equipment here for a very long time. I actually was probably the second owner and got it somewhere in the middle to late 60s. I have lifted before, but thought I'd lift it again. I have a Drake 2B receiver and a Drake 2BQ. That's the speaker and multiplier and Q multiplier here. And they can go to the QRZ page under my call, Kilowatt 2 Echo India Romeo. There is an email address there, or my call at arrl.net if they're interested. It does have a little bit of hum. I'd like opinions later on, maybe whether I should buy a capacitor kit and install that myself and get rid of it. The hum, if you turn up the volume, the regular audio over rides over the hum very nicely. It's only at low level volumes that it's low volume levels that it's noticeable. There's some extra crystals in there, and I think I have some extra tubes around. Once again, it's the Drake 2B and 2BQ. Thank you, Gordon. K2EIR.
the 2B receiver, the 2BQ Q multiplier speaker, and then you have some crystals, and what else?
Some spare vacuum tubes.
That's fine. Excellent. I've got this all noted here. Alrighty. Anybody else have anything that they'd like to ask Howie?
WMP with a suggestion.
Jim with a suggestion first.
Okay, I think the best place to list vintage equipment is on the boat anchors. There's a boat anchors reflector. I've sold a lot of stuff through that, and I think somebody would snatch that right up at the right price on that reflector. Google boat anchors, and you can sign up and list it.
Sounds good to me. Thank you.
Good thing. Steve, WITW, you had something?
Howie, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm looking at your webpage, and on the bottom of the page there's a picture of a young man sitting in front of what looks like a Drake 2B from January of 1969. Now, would that be the same radio?
That is the same radio.
Well, very good. You have had that one for a while.
Correct. Most of the many, many years I've had it, it's been in the closet. regrettably, I don't know. I certainly enjoyed it when I needed to use it.
Good. 730 WITW.
Okay. Very good. So we got bat boat anchors. So that's a... Is that a Yahoo group, or is that a another group?
I don't think it's Yahoo. I think it's another one. But if you Google it, it'll come right up. I can send Howie a email from them, and that'll give you some information too. Also, just wanted to whenever you've mentioned the 2B before, I have a Drake 2C. It was my first ham receiver, so it triggers a whole flood of memories. I made thousands of contacts with it. I'm going to hold on to mine for a while. They'll probably bury me with it, but good luck in selling the 2B. Somebody will snatch it right up.
I was sitting in the ARRL lab yesterday, and there's one sitting on one of the benches for an article that somebody was writing. Very entertaining. Alrighty. Howie, any more?
I will list one question. That's about it. K2EIR.
Okay, so you also have a question. All right, I'll note that you have a question, and we'll catch that in due time. Alrighty. Let's see. Got that. Steve, WITW, your ball, K2BAR.
Evening, everybody. This is WITW. Two comments. The first one is that Tony, K2AMI, and myself went over to see Noel this afternoon over in Hackensack, recovering from his leg surgery. He looks very good. He looked a lot better than I thought he would look. And he stayed for about a half an hour or so, and then he was maneuvering into a walker, onto a walker, to go for some physical therapy. So they have him up and about. So he's a little drugged up. They've got him on some pretty heavy-duty pain meds. He's very chatty, like Noel always is. That's great. So I wish him a speedy recovery. And the second thing I want to say is that the Barra Dinner is coming up on December 7th. If you haven't purchased your tickets yet, drop David, K2DSL, an email, and your Barra Dinner tickets. They're going fast. Picked up another, I think, 7 tickets on Tuesday. So space is filling up. Going to be a great time. And with that, back to net. K2BAR, WITW.
All right, very good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that dinner myself. Nancy and I both are going, and expect to have a good time there. All righty. Thank you, Steve. Randy, W2S, K2BAR.
Thank you, Gordon. Good evening to everyone on the net. Couple of interesting things. The first is that the broadband hamnet, the mesh networking software, has just released the new version 3 software that includes a lot of fixes, a very highly stable platform, and some support for new devices on 900 megahertz. There's a lot of good information that's posted out on the broadband hamnet site, and I also just posted the link to this information on the ComTech group just a few minutes ago. So if you're interested at all in mesh networking, please go see the new release and upgrade your nodes as soon as possible.
Did you do a check to see if it, actually you wouldn't be able to do a check. Did anyone say there were any changes between that and Release Candidate 1?
I don't have a definitive list of what the changes were. I'd have to track back through all the communication that took place over the last couple of months as changes were being made.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking is because we're gonna get to it, but like anything else, I want to make sure that if I don't, I don't cause issues. I haven't had a chance to read through the release notes. You saw my comments, I think, on the proposed release notes. I had some definite opinions about certain things, and for whatever reason, I didn't get a response, but that doesn't mean they weren't taken to heart and included.
Yeah, I didn't compare your suggestions to the final form of the release notes, but all in all, Andre did a really nice job of explaining a lot of what's in the current package, as well as details that really hadn't come out in the earlier descriptions, the earlier release notes. So I think that where we're at today with this is it should help a lot of people feel a lot more comfortable with what's going on, and more importantly, their ability to use it. WU2S back to net control.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the release is so stable, it's just unbelievably good. So I'm really good as to what we have. So let me just point that out. If you go to ComTech Group, Charlie Oscar Mike Tango Echo Charlie Hotel Golf Romeo Oscar Uniform Papa at yahoogroups.com, that's an email group. You'll get back a response that will tell you you're not registered and here's how to register. You can also look at it and go to the Yahoo Group site by that name, and lo and behold, you'll request permission to join the group, and we'll of course let you in. Not a problem. But that's where a lot of the notes from these nets reside, and in between time. The other thing you will find is that we have recordings of these nets that are on amateurradio.tangovictor, amateurradio.tangovictor. So that's also good. Randy, one other question, since I haven't read my email today, do you happen to know whether or not my request to piggyback on your testing of the tunnel was accepted?
No, I don't. I have not yet received the response myself from Daryl. So since he said he was going to be out of town and returning home on Friday, I just kind of assumed that he may have gotten caught up with whatever he's working on and didn't have a chance yet this evening to respond to personal email.
Yeah, that you know, like the rest of us, it goes through a couple of days here and there where you just can't get to personal email very much. Yep. I definitely want to test it. He asked you for your, for what system name. I gave him my bullet address, although I also would like, I would rather use my Ubiquiti, I mean my, Linksys. Just makes it easier to build gateways with that, because I have so many of them. And it'd be a good job for a GS box, but anyway. So I haven't seen the release notes. I just saw I just saw the Andre's note saying thanks everybody for their comments, blah blah blah. Anyway, we'll see how that goes. But that's another thing. Tunneling would be a really good good game to play. Alrighty. Let's see who's next in the game. Well, actually, before we do that, Randy, do you have anything more? Does anybody have anything more for Randy?
I've got one other quick comment that may be of interest to a different part of the ham radio community, and that's for folks who are interested in satellite communications. Many of you know there's a website called Hack a Day that does a lot of electronics hacking, and they recently ran a contest for project ideas. The grand prize winner is called SatNogs, SatNogs, which stands for Satellite Network of Ground Stations, and the project team from Europe has combined 3D printing, use of Arduino, software-defined radios, and some good old-fashioned do-it-yourself to assemble a two-axis satellite tracking pair of antennas and a receiver that will then communicate worldwide across the software network that they're setting up. So the whole thing looks very interesting, combines a lot of newer technologies, and even if you aren't interested in building these things, I recommend to everyone to spend a few minutes taking a look at what these young folks in Europe have put together. Really a fascinating combination of 21st century technology. Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, back to net control.
Yep, it certainly is. That is a very cool site. So yeah, you can just Google SatNogs and you'll find it's awesome. Very good. Anybody have comments for Randy? What I find is cool is that a lot of the mechanical parts are 3D printed, which is very, very cool. So, all right. Anything else, Mr. Randy?
No, that's all for this evening. Thank you very much.
All right, just for reference, the Broadband Hamnet software is available at www.bbhn.org. Look in the download section, you'll see release 3. That's good. And then SatNogs, just Google that and you'll find something on a little article on two-axis satellite tracking. Yeah, very, very cool. Alrighty. Now let's see. W2APP. Mr. Paul, it's your game. First your comment, then your question, if you don't mind. K2BAR.
K2BAR or W2APP? Just a quick comment. I did some quick edits on that site. It's up and running. Membership form is there. I'll leave you to talk about the rest of it.
Okay, and that's www.alpinerepeater.com, if I remember right. And that is the website of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club. Just like BARA.org is the website for Barra. You can find membership information about both groups on those respective sites. I encourage you to do so and support both clubs that provide this net and some of the energy about it all. We've got a couple other supporting clubs too, for that matter. The Fairlawn Club for their use of their lab and test bed space and things like that. So there's lots of other good things going on. So very cool. Alrighty, anybody have any questions about that? We do encourage you to join, you know, Chestnut Ridge Radio Club and also Bergen Amateur Radio Association. You know, support your local ham club and you know, enjoy the proceeds and the fun of the activities of these clubs and the facilities of these clubs. It's great. All right, anything else, Mr. Paul, before you go to your question?
No, that's it. I'm just working on getting rid of the balloon with that back to net W2 APP back to K2VAR.
Okay, you got a question?
Yeah, my question is around hamsticks. Sort of been looking at them. One of the problems with my HF is that I have a G5RB, which, because of the way it's set up, is not rotatable. So I'm sort of looking at a sort of quick way to stick something up that I can rotate, and I was looking at hamstick dipoles. And I came across an interesting question, which is, with a vertical hamstick, the actual coax feed line works as the counterpoise, because there's not that much grinding if you're in a car, unless you're actually putting out radials. In the dipole configuration, I'm assuming that does not have a radial base, so I'm sort of wondering, is that a case that then the feed line again becomes the counterpoise? And what's the sort of performance of the hamstick dipole configuration? I understand it's going to be a little shorter than like a full half wave, so I'm going to lose something, but is it something worth pursuing, or is it a case of it's going to be, you know, marginal at best? With that, back to net K2VR.
Well, it sort of depends on what band you're playing with, right? First of all, a hamstick dipole uses two hamsticks, so you don't need radials, you don't need a ground plane. You need to have two quarter wave length elements that are fed like any other dipole. So having said that, the question comes is, how efficient is it? And the answer is, what band are you playing with, and how high are you proposing to put it?
I think it's probably going to go up about 20-30 feet, just basically off the side of the house. The basically 20-40-80 if I can get it, but I think 80 is going to be a bit of a stretch. That was one of the questions, which is, you know, like at the end of the day, if it's a quarter wave on each side, does that mean that you're using two 20-meter hamsticks to get on 40? Or how does that work? Is it a case of you're not going for quarter wave length, you're going for eighth?
Okay, so if you set up a two element, meaning two quarter wave elements, one is on each leg of the feed, then you're going to have only the resonance in the band for which you picked your hamstick. So if you want a 40-meter hamstick dipole, you buy two 40-meter hamsticks, you wire them up in the assigned manner, and put it up, and now you have a 40-meter antenna. If you want a 20-meter dipole, you put up a pair of 20s, etc. You can't put one on one band, one on the other, and things like that. That's just kind of goofy. What you can do is you could, if you so desire, get the two or three split out thingies and put and fan out a bunch of ham sticks. So you could go 40 and 20, for instance, and have two 20-meter elements and two 40-meter elements on each on the opposite side. So put the 40 and 20 on one side and another 40 and 20 on the other side. And they make those little milled fittings that plug in to a 3/8-24 socket and give you two 3/8-24 sockets. It would be like a fan dipole with ham sticks.
Okay, that looks like something I could start playing about with. Just on the actual performance, is it usable, or is it a case of, like, it's a nice idea, but don't even bother?
No, they do work. They work pretty well, actually. Obviously, the higher in frequency you go, the more efficient they become.
Okay, I think that's it for now.
That's a good question. All right, Paul, very good. Let's see. Gee, I forgot to write down your comment. What was your comment before? What was the topic?
The comment was about the www.alpinerepeater.com.
Thank you. Your brain like a sieve. All right, very good. So let's see, what else do I want to point out here? Anything else for Paul from anybody before we move on?
K2EIR.
Are we first, and then there's somebody else underneath you.
WB2HRO.
WB2HRO, before Howie goes, what can I do for you, sir?
A little thing about those hand sticks. All the hand sticks are about the same size, so that's why the higher
good on the balcony if you're in an apartment house or something like that, but
put it up in the air, and then you get it up there. Oh, I got to bring it down and adjust it. You put it up and down again, and after a couple times, you have to get it down there. And then you find out, well, you can't move up and down the band too far with the thing. I use an unfed wire here. It's about 110 feet long, bent like a pretzel, but it gets out all over the place, and it works from 160 meters all the way up to 10 meters. I go all over the place with that wire. Yeah, I also have a 20-meter ground plane on the roof, which is a very good antenna. That's why you think about that before you start putting a lot of money into it. P5RB, probably, I don't know if it's the full-size one, the 102-footer or the footer, but they're good antennas as they are, generally. I mean, they do have problems, but I find that I've used dipole here, 40-meter dipole, and also has a 15-meter thing on, and it works pretty good. So before you spend a lot of money and effort putting something like that up, it might be a little bit of a heartache when you realize. Now back to that W2JK.
Comment?
Hey, George.
Q. I recently, before the cold weather settled in, installed and tuned a hamstick dipole on the back of my deck porch, and didn't have to change the location after tuning it, so that eliminated one thing. And I have had astonishing results from it over the last month. I've worked at least 35 countries. I consistently put in S9 signals, even in places as far away as the Falkland Islands and South Africa. Boy, these are the cheapest investment I've ever made. Of course, we do have the wonderfulness of the current solar cycle, but that alone would not account for the benefits of this simple antenna. This hamstick dipole has been a phenomenal investment, and I would encourage people not to set it aside. You do have to have an antenna analyzer to do a proper job of setting it up, but if you got that, you can have wonders. And I have both an NFED wire and which runs at substantially lower SS signals than the hamstick dipole on receive. So I just say this in passing. Do not dismiss these antennas. They are good and they're not all that expensive. Back to you. ZY9A.
WI2W. What band are you talking about? 20? And
what band did you use, George?
20 meters.
20 meters. Yeah, I think that's where it can be useful. There was another station with a comment.
WI2W.
Steve, go.
Yeah, Paul, I have, your original question said you wanted something that was rotatable, and I presume so you can aim it at different directions, maybe fill in the holes of the G5RV. As you go up in frequency on that fixed length G5RV, you'll get different lobes depending on the bands. So in some cases, those lobes will be far stronger than you'll get out of a hamstick dipole, but in some cases, you'll be in a null, and then you can rig dipole around. I've got some experience with hamsticks. I got a bunch of them, and on 40 meters, you need to change the length of the stinger if you want to move from, say, the CW to the sideband portion. You can use a tuner in between. You do get that way, but on 40 meters, it's definitely a compromise. On 20 meters, I think it would work. I will offer it to you if you want to have a play. I have a pair of 20s and a pair of 40s, and I have the dipole connector, so you screw the two antennas in, and then you just find a mast. If you wanted to borrow that and have a play to see how it performed, I'd be glad to lend that to you. Let's see, I had another comment. And the other comment is, if you're looking for a rotatable dipole, if you have the money, you might consider getting the Step IR rotatable dipole. And you get one for 20 meters and up, or you can get one for 40 meters and up. They're pricey, but those are adjustable. They're fiberglass tubes, and they have copper beryllium strips inside them and stepper motors, and they adjust for the frequency that you want to work on. You can put up a rotatable dipole with one of those, that would work much better. better because it would be a full size, certainly on 20, and on 40 the elements wrap around it, kind of like a trombone. That's a very pricey setup. If you're going to go to all that trouble, you could probably pick up a three-element beam at a local ham fest for a lot less money. And plenty of rotators around the club. I have a few of them here. Just a few thoughts, WI2W.
Yes, if you need a, a tribander, feel free to see me. I have tribander elements and maybe even booms, depending on which one you need, available at very reasonable prices.
Yeah, I have, I might take you up on that ham stick just to check it out. I do have some antenna restrictions here on what I can actually put up. One of the things about the ham stick dipoles is that it's very, very stealthy in some ways. I actually do have some rotators. I touched for three rotators off QRZ from some guy in Arizona. They're the older type, the big bell types with old Bakelite controllers. I haven't actually powered them up or tried them, but I'm assuming they're going to work. So I'm just going to look. The stepper is, you know, way out of the price range of what I'm actually looking for, and also I think putting something like that up, it's, you know, going to attract attention.
Just too late for the weapon shop to give my selling two items?
No, we'll get to you in a second. Hang on a second. We'll get that swap and shop. Never too late. All right, so any more for Paul regarding the dipoles? For anybody else, if not, I have actually a comment for him about it.
Yeah, we'll follow up.
Go ahead.
Or comment.
All right, so Steve first, then Howie.
Boy, my call sign at ARRL is good. If you want to drop me an email, and I'll be glad to lend you those toys to play with for a little while. The other thing you might consider just taking the driven element of a trap dipole. Gordon might be able to help you out and put that up on top of the rotator, and then you'll have three bands. Now I'll be quiet. WI2W.
Thoughts, Howie?
Yeah, thank you. both Gordon and I have posted some of the dipole mounts on the Comtep group as first photos, and I just want to point out, Paul, that the way those mounts work, one side what would be the equivalent of the shield of the coax, and one leg of the dipole, it's on the mount, if it's screwed onto a metal mast, it will be making electrical contact with that, which may mess up your pattern, so you may have to insulate the dipole mount from the mast. I would also recommend, if you want a clean directive pattern, to use a ballon up there. And since the mount is meant to be coax fed, you'd have to, what I do is I make a pigtail of the coax and go to an LDG ballon and then attach my coax to that. The first thing, I would say the standard ham stick is a bottom part which has the coil windings and a stinger that is a stainless steel whip. Each part is 4 feet, so the standard ham stick is 8 feet. George's ham sticks were not 20 meters, but 10 meters that I think he was talking about, and so he can say something if need be. I just wanted to make those additional comments. Thank you. K2EIR.
Howie is quite correct. They are 10 meters, and that's what I thought I said.
At 10 meters, that's almost a full-size 10-meter dipole.
Actually, we should ask Paul what band is he interested, or band, you know, that makes a big difference.
Yeah, I'm probably going to hit 20.
Sorry, Paul, can you say that again?
It'll probably be 20 meters, maybe some 15 and some 17 as well.
Okay, this is where my comment is timely.
Efficient, and you've heard the other comments about tri-band element, et cetera, you know, a driven element from a beam, et cetera. Thanks, K2EIR, as far as I'm concerned, it can go back to Ned or it could go to Paul.
W2TTT, I'm going to make a comment here because I think it's timely now. All right. If I was going to use a hamstick, start off with a 20-meter hamstick to see if you like it. Propagation is well understood. You can decide whether or not it meets your needs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Personally, for 20, I would probably just be as happy with a 20-meter inverted V and leave it alone. Less money, less aggravation, et cetera. For 15 and above, what I did was I took a pair of 12-meter hamsticks that did not come with tips or stingers. I had some tips and stingers floating around. They were kind of on the long side, and I got the thing down to, I guess they were 12 meters, so I got them down to about 22 megahertz with the web extended out to the max. And that's what I put up on as my rotatable dipole. I use it for 15, 12. I use it for 17. I use it for 10. It seems to work just fine with a tuner. And yeah, the directionality does matter at those frequencies. But they're not really super efficient. And I notice when I use it on 17, it's nowhere near as efficient as it is on, let's say, 15 or 12 or 10. So take it for what it's worth. I have it on my tower. It does work. Et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, thanks to everyone.
Alrighty. Let's see. Randy, just an update. I did get a response from Daryl, and he sent me the ID and password from my stuff. He didn't specify as to which client I had to use, which is interesting. So I guess we can use a Linksys client as long as we have the script for it. So I have to get current on what's out there, so maybe you can quickly, after we complete this topic, we'll go back to that real quick before moving on. So anyway, any more on the hamstick dipole or other similar kinds of situations that people want to use to get something rotatable at these higher bands? Paul, anything you want to add?
No, I'm good.
Okay. I'm good. Let's see what's next. I got another email open and I'm not on my pending list here. Let's see what we got. So I think our next comment... Oh, yeah, someone wanted to list another Swap and Shop item. I'm not sure who that was. It might have been Joe HRO. If it is, great. If it's not, someone else jump in, whoever it was. K2BAR.
K2BAR, W2HRO. Can you hear me? Over.
It's the best transmission so far. Speak up and keep it going.
All right. Two things. I still have for sale the Kenwood PS830 that I mentioned last time. But I also want to add, I have several, I didn't open the box, so there's either three or four Amico converters, you know, the Nuvista converters. I like to sell those for great something, as well as the Kenwood I have to sell for consignment. But the converters are up for grabs at a good price. And also the, I have two Panasonic digital audio tape recorders, the DAC tape recorder. They're rack mounting type professional with the XLR connectors and
and, and, uh,